other, but it never lasts. Vito loves sports, the beach, and lifting. Noelle loves books, Batman and Disney. Like Sonny and Cher, but way more stressful. I love Lucy, if Ricky could wrestle. Big Vito and Noelle, a married couple with a podcast. Big Vito and Noelle.
Hi guys, welcome to Mr. versus Mrs. right here on Twitch and the Big Vito brand. I'm Noelle. I'm the Mrs. And this is Big Vito. He's the Mr. And I haven't done this in a long time.
Well, welcome back to the Big Vito brand. I know everything you do in life is with the Big Vito brand. Everything provided to you in life is with the Big Vito brand. The Big V Mafia.
Are you talking about me or them?
You rely on the Big Vito brand, the B-I-G-V from the L-O-G. Remember, this week is a big week for Miss Noelle as she ditched her wheelchair, finally.
No wheelchair. Got rid of the wheelchair.
So you're talking about some greatness there. Hard work. Lot of years.
I've been in a wheelchair for eight years.
8 years of, you know, stress and work and doing. And we finally came to the point where she's out of her wheelchair, which is something great.
I only use my walker and my crutches now.
And me.
You. Late nights, mostly.
Anyway. But what the moral of the story is that when your partner's down, you don't let them hang. And I read a story about a friend of mine who wrote a story about her life and her marriage of 3 years. And it upset me a little bit because this chick, she's a beautiful lady, hardworking. If I wasn't married and I was single, I would talk to her on a regular basis. I didn't say I would date her. I said talk to her. She got to admit she's pretty late. She came to the premiere of my movie.
Disney Springs premiere of my movie.
She met my wife. She's friends with my wife on Facebook. So no harm, no foul, right?
No shade.
You know, but she's definitely, you know, in the Big Vito running. They're beautiful ladies. Not topping Miss Noelle, of course. You have
a Big Vito running of beautiful ladies. Like, you have a list?
There's a list.
I don't keep a list like that. I have very few men that I find attractive other than you.
Baby.
Most of which aren't even breathing anymore. That's baby. The problem.
Baby. So, anyway, long story short, I read the story on Facebook and it bothered me because when I got married, I watched Cheaters, I watched Marriage Bootcamp, and I watched Maury on a regular basis. I said, this is the basis of how I'm
every night he watched these shows.
Right? So when you talk about what you want in your life and what you want for your marriage, and I watched these shows, I would always root for the bad guy. Definitely 100% rooting for the bad guy. But in reality, I said afterwards, I don't want my marriage to be like this.
No.
Why get married?
Why get married? If you're going to be a cheater and no good. And...
But on the other hand, okay, if you are not happy in your relationship and you're not happy with your partner, better to split peacefully and go your own ways. Right?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm happy. Are you happy with us?
Yeah, baby. Yeah, I'm out. Yo. We're here, baby. All right. Now, being that I'm saying this, right, it is the truth. And you say, we have these discussions all the time. If you're not happy in your marriage, if you're not happy with your relationship and you don't think it's fulfilling, the front door is there.
And you act like that's that, like that easy, that when you're married, but this lady you speak of, my dear, she has children and a house and all those things. And that makes it a little more complicated when you have, like, you know, things and
no, it does. It is complicated, but I have to tell you, this gentleman, you know, he was living a bachelor life. I mean, he was pimping hoes to the right of him, pimping hoes to the left of him.
He had a whole other world.
He had a whole different world. And I was like, motherfucker, I lived that lifestyle. I know. But the end result is going to cost him dearly. At least I did this when I was single. It didn't cost me a dime.
You know better.
But you know, even if you're married, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for everybody watching. I know we're live. We got on a little early.
We're testing our lighting out a little bit, so we're on a little early.
So we're talking about marriage and what should be and shouldn't be. And, you know, if you're not happy in your marriage, you know, maybe it's time to go amicably, separate ways.
Amicably,
yeah. Just don't, no drama. You're not happy? Be out, skipper.
But... you always make me laugh because I have no idea what be out skipper is, you say all the time. I think this way though, Vito, I think a little bit differently than you do, but if you care about something, shouldn't you fight for it or show you care about it as opposed to just be like, well, be out skipper, whatever that means.
Yeah, but like, the end result is be out skipper. After you try to make it work and you just exhausted your feelings and you said, fuck this. I'm better off by myself. The B-I-G-V from the L-O-G. It's Kris Kringle time.
No, please. I'm begging. Not this year. Every year we go through this and you go through the dumb, you know, in the ghetto Christmas song thing. And listen, this is my first show back since January when I had my second stroke. Please, for the love of God.
And in June when you had your seizure.
Oh, yeah, but I still wasn't back yet after that. It's been a rough year. It's been a rough year for me. I've taken a little bit of a beating. I keep on going.
Yeah. But the great thing is that it's my time of the year. Where my name is Kris Kringle.
Oh, fuck. I begged you. I begged.
Then I'm here to mingle.
I said, please.
Ladies, let me give you my number so I can give you a jingle. So you could knock on my door to lend a shingle.
What's a shingle?
Baby, you don't need to know my business, okay?
Russo loves when you say that. Why is that?
Who?
Vince Russo loves when you say that shit to me. He thinks the show is hysterical for some reason.
Because it is. It's fucking good shit. Right? You know, Gumad's over strong all night long.
I don't know.
Thursday night, Gumad night.
You're like a walking stereotype.
Who?
You.
How?
Oh. Like you're a walking Italian stereotype. That's you. You're out here with your, I got a Gumad and my Cadillac and my tires look like this. And I polished the car up on Saturday nights to take the wife to, you know, like, what is this? Like, is that really you? Deep down, are you this Guido-y deep down?
Yes. You know why? Because I'm starting a new trend. Polish your car on Mondays for Monday nights.
What the hell's on Monday night?
That's just the thing. Nobody will find out Monday nights.
There's something wrong with you. There's something wrong. I don't have any of these stereotype things. I mean, I guess I'm a white girl and I like pumpkin spice. Other than that, like, I can't think of any stereotypes I fit into. I'm Irish and I like potatoes. But you walk around and your whole life is, what do you do on Fridays? What do you do every Friday now?
Go to listen to some Sinatra. Some, you know, Dean Martin, go to Romano's, you know.
He goes to Mama Romano's every Friday night to eat Italian food, drink, and listen to Sinatra and Dean Martin music performed live. Every Friday, this is what he does.
This is what I need to do. Are you not happy going with me?
I love Mama Romano's. It's like my favorite.
All right,
restaurant.
Then.
But
so
still,
don't,
that's very stereotypical.
But you're complaining about it. Don't lose your spot.
Oh, honey. I know my spot's safe.
I know that there are millions and millions of young ladies who'd like to escort me to Mama Romano's.
You should be careful with this young ladies thing. You're getting older. It might be conceived as, like, icky.
No, it's not yicky, because all ladies like an older man who knows what he's doing. Bringing the swag.
I mean, you do know what you're doing in certain rooms of the house. Other rooms of the house, you know, we might have to have
what?
This Gumad Thursday night thing is like.
Is fucking important.
Why is it so important?
It's a tradition.
From my father, had that
from my father to his father to the father before, you know, from Moonstruck and all the fathers of the Godfather.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Was your father divorced?
Yes.
Of course he was. Do you know why?
What?
Gumad Thursday night. That's why.
So?
Why would you carry on an unsuccessful tradition?
Because of good times on fucking Thursdays. They're boring.
I'm boring on Thursdays?
Babe.
Am I boring on Thursdays? I don't think
I
so.
I am boring on Thursdays?
Don't
am
bring.
Am I going in the video games?
Listen, Vito does this thing to me several times a day where he says that I sound like Nunzio.
You do.
Guido. I don't sound like Nunzio. I think Vito quite frequently sounds like Nunzio.
How can it be if I'm fucking impersonating Nunzio and you're fucking sitting there being Nunzio?
I'm not being Nunzio. I am being Noel, which is what I have been for a very long time. Do you have a topic for debate this week, Mr. LaGrasso, since we're starting and I have to rely on you to, you know, get me back in shape here for the...
Guys, I have a topic for this week. Mr. versus Mrs.
Tread lightly, my friend. Tread lightly.
When you find a videotape of your wife's wedding in a box with the tapes...
Which wedding?
Her first wedding.
Ooh.
And you come across it and you say, what the fuck is this? In my house? In my house.
It was your garage.
All right.
And it's our house.
You gotta fucking say, all right, what the fuck you holding on to?
Okay. And this isn't one of those it may have happened, right? This happened over the weekend.
This happened. This is a legit fucking beef right here.
He's been mad at me since. And you know what? Here's the thing. I'm going to defend my side first here. All right. Number one, it was in an old box in the garage full of old DVDs and stuff that
you packed.
I don't know whether I packed
you
that
did
or not.
Pack
I had a lot of people helping me pack.
You brought it from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but I had a lot of people helping me pack. But
you
here's
brought
the thing.
It was still in the house we lived in Pennsylvania.
Okay. It came, the DVDs came out of our kids' room.
Your and, kids' room.
Right. Well, technically, yes, they're your stepkids, but you raised them. But anyway, it was a tape, an old VHS tape that had my wedding to their father, and they had it. Now,
their faja.
When this happened, my kid, who the tape belongs to, said, I thought I had that tape. And I said, no, Vito found it in the garage. And she said, I will take it home with me when I'm down for the holidays. So it's not my tape. But, a big but, and however, you have stuff from your ex in the house, including letters and pictures, and they're not from a kid or anything else. They're yours. Okay. Mine were at least one of the children's. Yours are yours. Thank you.
Okay. Guys, I have a suitcase that is about fucking 40 years old that I don't go in, that I never go. Do I go in this case?
Maybe every couple years.
Never.
Every couple of years he goes on it.
But I go in it because if I need a certain paper or a document, that's why I go in it, right? I don't go in it for any specific reason, right? So it's not like I'm looking for anything. They're just that. If I cleaned out this fucking thing, I wouldn't have the suitcase. I threw shit out, right? But it's just a thing that I keep. It's like my wrestling gear. It's there. True?
That would be true, sir.
Oh, okay. But when you say your marriage was horrible, it was despicable, it was terrible, you know, this motherfucker did this, this motherfucker did that, you know.
You have to admit, though, while you're going into this trail, you know everything, and you know from his family side, too. It was not my fault. That was pretty mad. Am I correct?
You kept the tape.
No, I didn't keep the tape. You kept the letters. The kids kept the tape. It was packed with DVDs of like Dungeons and Dragons and Pac-Man cartoons. It wasn't something we watched. Yes, Dungeons and Dragons was a fantastic cartoon in the 80s.
Like you were into that with your ex.
No, I never watched
cartoons and stuff.
I never watched the Dungeons. I watched the Dungeons and Dragons cartoon when I was five. 5 years old. I didn't even know my ex-husband then. I never watched any of that with him. I watched that stuff with my kids when they were teenagers. Never watched that with him.
As you guys sat there holding the VHS tape of your wedding.
Okay, so here's another argument that I have about this also. Even though the tape is not mine, it belongs to the kids. My grandparents are on there. My aunts that passed away. Like I have, you know, deceased family members on these tapes. And Haley as a baby, my kid as a baby is on there. I'm going to throw that away. No, I'm going to let my next generation have it. For you though, however, you kept letters that like you don't have anybody to pass this stuff down to. You just kept these letters and pictures for what? What do you say to me? Auld Lang Syne? I don't even know what that means, but it's what he says to
you. You know, you want to know something? You know, here's another thing, right?
I'm getting back in the
group. Hold on. Me being that friggin', you know, dynamite, good looking, handsome son of a bitch that I am, right? So we happened to be going in through this box, and there were some stuff I had from Germany.
In the same box.
That was wrestling related of me and Miss Hanover, 2001 and 2. And she was a supermodel. She was, you know, she was a beauty queen of fucking Germany. And here she is with me.
And
fucking believe that, guys.
And why was it in the box with that tape?
Because
I didn't have possession of that. So it seems to me that maybe you were in that box at some point and just chose now to pick on me about this video.
That's because I emptied some boxes out, threw everything in this fucking box with tapes in it. I didn't realize at the bottom there was your wedding tape.
And I go through your wrestling stuff because I, you know, run his social media and I find love letters between you and your ex. There are. I'll get them out. I'll go right to the bedroom right now and get them out.
They're in the bedroom. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they are.
You're such a...
I'm not. I swear to God. I swear on my children's lives.
Well,
I swear guys, on everything that's holy.
Guys, I will tell you this. We will go after this show. I will ask you to show me these documents and we will throw them the fuck out.
Well, I'm going to give my child this tape.
It's still in the house.
Well, what
I'm taking care of business today.
I doubt that because we've been together for like 13 years and those things still exist. Plus, you also have pictures of your ex-girlfriends in the house.
What ex-girlfriend? Who are you talking about?
Yeah, almost every one of them. Some of them you finally got rid of. I'm not going to name names because some of the ex-girlfriends watch our things and whatever, but you had pictures of girls you dated in Florida and in New York in this house, giving people piggyback rides, not to mention in addition to all of this, I have to suffer through the Shipmates dating show where you're throwing each other in the water and you're watching her change and you're giving her a teddy bear. Your ass never gave me a teddy bear. I never got a teddy bear from you.
You got the ring.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people got the ring. I'm not the first person you've been engaged to, correct?
Baby, you are the first person. No,
he's a liar,
hold
folks.
On. You
he's
are.
A liar.
You are.
Don't start with that either. Here's the thing, too. In addition to that, you also showed your entire behind and damn near close to your man goods in a Playgirl magazine.
That's because I'm a sexy son of a bitch and I have the right to do it, to share it with the world.
Vito, I like to consider myself a fairly good looking person. Am I naked at any magazines? And I've been in magazines. Am I naked in any magazines?
I was covered.
Your butt was out. Your butt was out.
Babe, everybody's butt is out.
And there's a sideways shot of you where you just see all the negativity. All your negativity. And it wasn't like you did that because you were a starving young athlete trying to make it. Oh, no, no, no. You were already made it. You were already in the WWE, and you were taking that booty and showing it across the land. Now, you tell me. You tell me what the problem is with an old VHS tape when the world has seen your booty, ex-girlfriend's pictures in the house, ex-wife's letters in the house, pictures in the house. My shit was in the garage at the bottom of the box. Yours is lovingly placed in envelopes in the bedroom.
Babe, if you feel having feelings about this, hard feelings.
Oh, I don't have any feelings.
And you're not happy with the accommodations.
I don't have any feelings. I'm feelingless.
No, hold on. If you're not happy with these, you know.
You're the one that seems to be emotional. Are you okay? You're a little emotional.
Bitch, I'm never rocked, believe me.
I'm not going to say a word. This whole presentation is called rocked. This whole, because if it wasn't, you'd be like, oh, this must be one of the kids. Because why would I keep a VHS of all things, tape of my wedding when I'm like 19 years old? Why? I'm an adult. I don't keep these things.
Probably were, you know, really invested in this relationship. You do have two children with this man.
When is the last time I've seen this man? Years.
I don't know, babe. Years. I don't know if you Skype or anything.
No, it's been like 4 years and I don't Skype with people. Please, I hardly.
FaceTime.
I don't do any of that.
MySpace.
Who uses MySpace? Oh, the Vito tried to make himself a MySpace the other day and ended up in some random ass fake MySpace site. And I was like, delete it. Who goes and makes a MySpace? What year is this? Are you having problems with Elon Musk and the Twitter? Is that what it is? You want new branches of communication with people?
And like, I'm just going to say this as a newsflash. Mick Foley announced that he's off Twitter. And I'm just going to say to Mick Foley, who gives a fucking shit?
Mick Foley's off Twitter.
Big fucking deal.
Why does he get a fucking soccer mom haircut? What is it? He has like a fucking bob. Like, what is that?
Because he's a jerk off.
He's a fucking weirdo. I'm so people in wrestling sometimes, and I love my wrestling people, but some of you people are fucking weird. You act like people care how you vote, what you do for entertainment, whether you use Twitter or not. Who gives a shit? Who cares? Anyway, Vito, do you want people to vote on this topic?
Yes, let's get a vote. Let's get it on. Okay. Guys,
you have to present the presentation.
All right. Is it okay for your ex to have a tape of their first wedding in the house? Either vote yes or no.
That doesn't seem like the way this should be voted.
Honey, this is the way it should be.
But that's not covering the base. I didn't have it. Number one, it was a tape in the bottom of a box in the garage. And number two, it doesn't belong to me. It's the kids.
Babe, it's still in your possession in your new marriage's house.
Should you burn your wedding tape when you get divorced if you have kids? Should you burn it or should you keep it? Vote yes or no. You got 5 days, blah, 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 blah. I can't believe that we're doing this. When you had letters and pictures and ex-girlfriends and Miss Hanover on her knees in front of you, by the way, and then we're going to come after me because my kids threw a VHS tape. Who has VHS? A VHS tape at the bottom of a box?
I'm sorry. It was lovingly placed at the bottom, so I would.
It even had fucking shit all over it.
That's to cover the evidence. What are we stupid here?
I have not watched and will never watch the tape of my wedding from the late 90s or whenever the hell it was. I have no idea. When I'm 19 years old, I'm never going to watch
Babe,
this.
I don't know that for sure. And, you know, things happen, you know.
Really? Because maybe when you're bored late night, you sit there and you read all those letters and
look
at the
pictures.
Where the fuck off? In the bedroom.
Babe, where in the bed?
In the bedroom underneath the drawer where the TV is. There's a whole packet full of walk down Vito's memory lane in there.
I will throw them the fuck. Guys, I promise you, next time we come on, they will be thrown out.
I wouldn't ask him to do that.
No,
do
but I'm
why?
Saying, but
That's
I'm saying.
To ask
but hold on a second. But hold on a second.
Memories.
Hold on a second. I'm throwing them out because they don't mean anything because I'm living in today. All right. Today's gourmands, today's wife, today's gourmands.
No gourmands. No gourmands.
Baby.
Babe, how do you think I'm doing? Am I keeping up with you okay doing here great. On my comeback?
All right. Let's call it a night.
Yeah, let's call it a night. All right, guys, listen, we're going to have a vote and we're going to do it a little differently this time. We are going to vote over on TikTok. So the votes will be under the Big Veto brand on TikTok. Big Veto brand, TikTok. We have a great following there and great friends there. And we're going to have the vote there. And then we will come back to you guys next week with who won the vote. It will not be on Monday. We have to pick an appropriate day
we'll
to do this.
We'll be back. We'll advertise it.
Yeah, we'll advertise it and let you know. The only reason we're doing Monday is because Mr. Virtue is traveling with his fiance.
Yeah.
So we decided to take his spot today.
Could you believe it? He's in love like Aaron Rift.
Aaron Rift is having a birthday. Would you like to say happy birthday to Aaron Rift? He'll be like 30 tomorrow.
No, he'll be like 40.
Ah! He'll be like 40. I was trying to be nice.
All right. Happy birthday to Aaron Rift. I wish you nothing but the best. You're always a good dude. You know, many, many happy birthdays to you. Many more to come. And
we love the No DQ folks. So we have them on our show all the time. So, you know, Aaron has created a beautiful community. And
Mama Romano's, Mama the new Ron's place for the Big Veto brand. Guys, and RVD CBD cream. That's right.
RVD CBD cream. I use it every day. And it's the reason I can come sit here and talk to you guys is RVD
so,
cream.
So, guys, you know, do your thing. Support our brand. Support our group. Subscribe to our YouTube. We greatly appreciate it. And that's it. That's a wrap. Good talking to you guys again.
It's been fantastic talking to you guys again. I'm glad we could do Mr. versus Mrs. again not kill each other.
Guys, this is a wrap from the Big Veto brand, from Noel, and the B-I-G-B from the L-O-G, Mr. Chris Kringle, who likes to mingle, Big Veto LaGrasso.
We'll see you back here next week. Bye-bye. I'll bite you.
Thank you for all the people in the chat. We appreciate you.
Thank
catch the Big Veto brand on Twitch every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern.